We're in Simen Reish Beis. We are up to Sif Tes, and we'll be doing Tes and Yud. Sofei Anovin. Shame is Bashlim Liolam. The grapes at the end of the season that never ripen. And what do they do with them? They wait and they squeeze them and make vinegar out of them. V'chein al hanovlos, as well as hanovlos, and there are two pshatim. The Mechaber says, Shem tmorim shebishlam. These are dates, shebishlam v'sarfa machom. These are dates that didn't ripen. Instead, the sun dried and ripened them. The yavshu, and they dried, mevarach shakol. These do not get, they're not get a bar priya eitz, they get a bracha v'shakol. Now, the Mishnah Brura brings down that the reason why sofei te'enim get a shakol is because since they're made for vinegar, it's no better than the vinegar that it's made for, and vinegar is shakol. In the case of the novlos, which is the dates that will not ripen, this is considered the sun burning down on them is considered a shinu legreyasa, and it makes it go all the way to shakol. Now, some say that these are dates that grow on the tree that never really ripen, and what you have to do is put them in the ground in warm karka, warm ground, and let them ripen there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the lechem chamudas ashita, that once they ripen underground, you say an eitz, and he says the pashtus is that even after they ripen, the halacha will be that its bracha is not bar priya eitz. That's one thing. Now, in the shita that says that we're dealing with these dates that don't ripen, as well as the sofei anovin at the end of the season, these are considered peras gruin. This is a new category, bad fruits, and the halacha is that its bracha is going to be shakol on it. Further. Sif Yud, Peiro Shesharon O Bishlam Bamayim, fruit that was soaked in water for 24 hours or was cooked in it. Afal Pi Shenichnas Tama Pri Bamayim, Einim Avaruch Alosa Mayim El Shakol. Even though the taste went in the water, you only make a shakol. This is the sheet of the Rashba. V'harosh Kasa V'efshur Shenichnas Tama Pri Bamayim Varuch Bapriyates. He has a chash, there's one who holds the Rosh, that if the taste of the fruit goes into the juice, then it's shakol. Then it's eitz. Excuse me. What's going on here? We saw previously the Rosh and the Rashba with regard to fruit juice, and the truth of the matter is that their machlokis begins with ironing out a stira between two halachas. There's a halacha that's called meishlokas, the halacha of vegetable soup, where if you cook vegetables for the sake of eating the vegetables and drinking the juice, the halacha is that the juice itself becomes barei pri adama. On the other hand, we saw the halacha of Zeya Ba'alma, that the juice of the fruit is shakol. It's considered the sweat of the fruit and not the fruit itself. How do we resolve the two halachas? How is it that vegetable soup, the clear broth itself, will be Bar Pri Adama, and yet orange juice will be shakol? So there's a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rashba says that it depends on what it's grown for. So he says fruit is generally not grown to be squeezed, and as a result of it, it's bracha is shakol, and if the fruit is meant to be squeezed, if that's what it's grown for, then it's bracha is bar priya eitz. That is when you're dealing with something that is squeezed. In something that is cooked, according to the Rashba, the reason why it's the halacha would be that it would be shakol, because it's not the normal thing is not to go make fruit soup out of fruit. It is not the done thing. It wasn't grown for that purpose. And therefore, it's bracha is shakol. According to the Rosh, the reasoning is totally different. According to the Rosh, the reason why when you make a soup, why meish lakos is bar pri adama as opposed to the juice of the fruit, the Rosh holds that the flavor of the fruit itself goes into the food that you cooked it with. Not so in the case of squeezing, that's the taste of whatever other ingredients you have inside the fruit. So, lemaisa, we have a machlokas like this. According to the Rosh, cooking will make it eitz or adama, whereas soaking for 24 hours, whereas the fruit juice is considered the sweat of the fruit, and only gets a shakol. According to the Rashba, what it all depends on is if it's normal. a fruit that is grown for its juice is borei priya eitz. Whereas, if it's not grown for that purpose and it's squeezed, the Rashba would say that its bracha there is shakol. So one more time. According to the Rosh, squeezing will always give you shakol. Cooking will give you borei priya eitz. According to the Rashba, no difference between the process of cooking and the process of squeezing. What counts is if it's the done thing, if that's what it was grown for, it's eitz. Otherwise, it would be shakol.